Eddie the Rat had just asked if we should continue our scientific studies into the nature of watermelons and gourds. I guess we should, pal. I mean, there might be other fraudulent watermelons in this patch. If Sally Mae were here, I'm sure she'd urge us to continue with our research, in spite of fatigue and the lateness of the hour and so forth.
One more?
Sure, just one more. Sally Mae would be proud of us. And with that, we continue the relentless march of science, so to speak. My lab assistant, Dr. Edward T. Rack, selected the next specimen for our ongoing experiment into the fraudulent characteristics of crypto watermelons. Sorry about all the heavy-duty scientific terms, but you must remember that one of the major byproducts of scientific study is scientific words that nobody can understand. See, if you understand everything we're doing, that would be pretty strong proof that we weren't doing much. You probably think that we were merely goofing off in Sally Mae's watermelon patch, right? Nothing could be closer to the truth. Further from the truth, I should say. But then, something bad happened. Slim woke up. I knew he would never understand our selfless devotion to scientific research and so forth. The beam of a flashlight cut through the darkness of the watermelon patch. I heard the click of a shotgun. Then Slim's voice yelled out, "There he is, busting up the watermelons." Huh? Watermelons? Watermelons?